ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 145 this morning, I titled this, Alphabet of Praise. Alphabet of Praise. Alphabet of Praise. I read firstly so that I can put it in context for everyone. Just like English word alphabet, you'll see it later. I read from another version. Psalm 145, I quickly read first verse. To the end. Can we all read the 21 verses together, if you don't mind this morning? 1, 2, 3, go. I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might and your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living being. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all the flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen. Can I have a beautiful amen again? Amen. So, one of the virtues we must daily embrace and walk in its reality is the heart of gratefulness. I mean, if you read the beautiful book of Psalms, you see from chapter 1 to 150, David time of fellowship with the Lord. David was someone who experienced the grace, the mercy, the loving kindness, the goodness of our God. And if you read Psalm, if you're conversant with him, those words I've just mentioned, you will see them splash through the pages of those 150 chapters. The goodness of God, the mercy of the Lord, the loving kindness of the Lord, the grace of our God. David, out of that relationship, saw the coming Messiah For example, if you read Psalm 110, he said, the Lord said to my Lord. So he had a prophetic insight. If you read some other psalm, he said, through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves unto you. He was talking about God, extolling his name. In another place, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. You see, one of the virtues that we can cultivate as believers is that art of gratefulness. And this art is something that comes from a heart filled with gratitude and praise. Did David had opportunity to complain? He had. I mean, in Psalm 73, for example, he was talking about how he felt that the Lord has abandoned him. And there was something he said in the later part of Psalm 73. He says, I was so foolish until I went into the house of the Lord. Then I recall in remembrance. So, we have challenges in life. We have situations that confront us in life. But one thing that we must learn to do as we walk and journey through this life is to come to that place of awareness that praise, worship, thanksgiving is our lifestyle of faith. Praise, worship, thanksgiving is our lifestyle of prayer or faith. Praise, worship, thanksgiving are languages of gratefulness to God, who daily keeps us in his grace, mercy, and divine love. We must all come to that consciousness. We must. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, Paul was writing about this, Father, praise, worship, and thanksgiving. It's our language. In Philippians 1, 6, he said, being confident. Were there challenges? Ask Paul. He was stoned. He was beaten with stripes. Ask him. He was persecuted by false brethren. Ask him. There are many challenges. But he was writing to the Philippians believer, having gone through his own experience. He said, being confident of this very thing, that he, that is God Almighty, who has begun a good work in you, we complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Can I have an amen this morning? And I can confidently say that to you, 7th of August, 2022, that God, who has begun a good work in your life, in your family, in your business, in your career path, God who has begun a good work in our nation, we continue with this good work and we complete it in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. So praise, worship, thanksgiving are languages of our faith and of our gratefulness to God. And I like to strike the balance. One, faith does not deny the facts of life. Faith doesn't deny the facts of life. Second statement, but God cannot fail in his word. Faith does not deny. I mean, we can see the reality, not only in our nation, things that are happening globally. We can see life happens to people, families. We can see things happening in people's careers. I mean, a sister just woke up to me this morning. He said, I'm prospecting for a new job. I'm transiting. That's the language of faith. He didn't say she just lost her job. So when she said she was transiting, I said, okay, so where is the next company? He said, I'm still looking out. So life happened. People lose jobs. Life happened. People lose their loved ones. Despite the fact that they have prayed, they have fasted, they have done all that they needed to do, they still lose their loved one. Life happened. Faith doesn't deny the facts. In fact, if you want to deny it, hey, it's still there. People struggle to pay their school fees. People struggle to pay their house rent. So faith does not deny facts. But the good news this morning is that God is cannot fail in his word. Isaiah 40 verse 8. That should be our confidence. He said the flower may fade. He said the grass will wither. So life happens. Facts are there. But facts are referred to as the grass. The grass will wither. The flower will fade. So God does not fail in his word. He said, but the word of our God stands forever. Stands forever. In other words, through spring, winter, summer, whatever the season of life, God's word stands forever. In Mark chapter 13, verse 31. Mark 13, chapter verse 31. He said, heaven and earth, that's what it will take. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words by no means pass away. Psalm 138, verse 2. Psalm 138, verse 2. Look at what David said. He said, I will worship towards your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word above all your name. The names of God are powerful on its own, but the Bible says he has magnified his promises, which the Bible says they are yes and amen for us in Christ Jesus. He has magnified them above all his name. So God does not fail. God does not fail. God does not fail. He said, faithful is he who has called you. Faithful is he who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So he does not fail. He does not deny himself. So in all these things, the challenges of life, we are more than conquerors. We are more, not just conquerors, we are more. Romans 8:37, we are more. And that's why praise, worship, thanksgiving must be our lifestyle. Must be our lifestyle. Must be our lifestyle. One of our patriarchs of faith. If I just share this very simple story, those of us who are conversant with it, we recognize. His wife wasn't feeling fine, but he had to go to preach major of their program. So in between, while he was preaching, and then what is supposed to be the second session, the wife passed on. And a lot of people thought that he wouldn't continue. So he came back for the second session and said, my wife just passed on into glory, and she died. Under the wings of my message. And then she continued the second session. So whether in life or in death, this God is faithful to his word in our lives. Somebody say, how can that? Is he heartless? No, he's not. He's not. Another father of faith, and this father of faith are in this nation, so they are not abroad. His daughter wasn't feeling fine. And then he was about to enter his car. They rushed to him and said that the daughter just died. He said, no, she hasn't died. And then enter his car. In between, while he was preaching, another message came to him that the daughter has lived. What am I saying? We must develop that attitude of praise, that attitude of worship, that attitude of thanksgiving, all through the situation of life. Do you know that when we put two believers in that same space, some people may say, the other person who doesn't see from the perspective of God's word may begin to say, why should that happen? Even other people within the body of Christ, they will say, why? Shebi is a preacher. Shebi is this. Shebi is a believer. Why do even do bad people happen to good people? That's your estimation. But when we look at the sovereignty of our God, he's faithful, he's just. Even in the midst of the challenges, he's able to work us out the solution. That's why he says, all things, not something, all things work together. Romans 8, 28, for the good of those who are called according to his purpose. I've shared this story. I shared it last week. If it's last week, if it's not last week, it's a painting. I just saw, I went to visit someone and I saw that painting. I knew it was in our own house while we were growing up. Sand print on the beach. It was like a typical example of what happened to someone. So this is, who can I carry here? Not sure. Eshe. Thank you. May the Lord bless and keep you. David, come, Jerry. You see, fool, by the time we all go down together, they think that is the anointing. David, come. Praise the Lord. I still have 9 minutes. So this is what that painting suggests. It's like two people. It's like a story. It's like two people walking on a beach. So if two of us are walking on the beach, we will have four footprints on the beach, isn't it? So he said it was apparently the Lord and this person. So they were having conversation, which is a life of fellowship. I want us to keep walking. And so suddenly, okay, so no, I'm God. Because you can't carry me. Abi, can you carry me? No, we can swap roles. No, we can. Eh? I should carry you. Okay? So that makes it very... So, suddenly, in that conversation, he was saying to the Lord that, I realized that there were four prints. But suddenly, it became two. And he said, you have promised me never to leave me nor forsake me. He said, so what happened at that instant? And you know, like the usual, every one of us, we are prone to complaining. And the Lord told him, he said, no, I have not negated my word. I gave you a promise that I will never leave you. He said, where we find two prints, they are the most vulnerable moment of your life. The challenging moment of your life. So, I decided, because I knew you don't have strength to carry you. So I decided to carry you, to walk through those challenges. Can you get the message this morning? It's the same thing in life. Life happened to all of us. But those moments that we feel abandoned, those moments that we feel condemned, those moments that we can't find the way forward, the Lord who has promised never to leave us nor forsake us is actually carrying us. The songwriter says, if he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, he said, I know my brother, my sister, he will surely carry you. Can we swap road down? Can you carry me? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Thank you, David. So our fellowship with God is a mother of faith, is our source of joy and victory. We must never forget that. This fellowship, this life that we have. So praise, worship, thanksgiving must not cease from our mouth. You know why I know that? In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. The Bible is so instructive. It says, you are of God. You are of God. Your DNA is rooted in him. It's a little children. And you have overcome them. Who are them? The challenges in the world. The things that Satan and his cause, demons, principalities, power, the things that the ruler of darkness comes, orchestrated against us. He said, we have overcome them because he who is in you is greater. Divinity is in us, represented today by the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. The structures
The things that has been put or orchestrated to work against us. He said the greater one lives on the inside of us. Can I have an amen this morning? Can we make a confession? The greater one lives on the inside of me. The greater one is at work in me. The greater one helps me to overcome the situation and circumstances of life. Nothing can limit me. Nothing can hold me down. The greater one lives on the inside of me. Can I have an amen this morning? Flip it to 1 John 5:4, please. So praise, worship, thanksgiving. Why? You say, how do I know that? He said, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. He said, and this is the victory. Praise, worship, thanksgiving is that victory that helps us because it stimulates our faith. It gives us the assurance that God has a stake, is the stake of our lives. God is the one who rules and reigns in the affairs of men. That's one chapter. But he also rules and reigns in the affairs of your life and in the affairs of my life. Another chapter of the book. So, how do I get the alphabet? If you have a YouVersion translation of the Bible on your phone, can you open to that same chapter 45? Caveat, don't go and be looking up at Instagram. You are in church. I need to put that. Don't be distracted by the message on your WhatsApp. Just go to YouVersion that you downloaded on your Bible and let's read Psalm 145 together in easy version. Easy version. So you go, if you are conversant with it, just go now. You see the easy version. If you have not downloaded it, it will be downloaded in a few seconds. The easy version. And if you are there, you will see it titled An Alphabet of Praise. An Alphabet of Praise. In other words, we look at A, B, Z to Z together this morning. I will just read it. You can go back home and study Psalm 145 in the easy version. I didn't say easy to read because there is easy to read version. But this one is easy version. So the verse 1, if you are there, can I have an amen?
Amen.
Okay, so we are in the right place. Those who are not, every day, say yes, I will always praise your name. See, it says, clearly the Lord is great. He's so great that we cannot understand it. D says, down from God the Father. He said, I also will think carefully about your great miracles. I thank God that you are reading it along with me. F says, famous are the powerful things that you have done. He said, people will talk about them. What are those powerful things that he has done? Looking at you, looking at me, we are miracles. A lot of things, time, we all focus on the material things. No, for the fact that you are alive this morning, you can raise your hands, you can kick your leg. There are many people somewhere in this city, maybe your neighborhood, who their hands refuse to go up this morning. But it says, famous are the powerful things. You know, the things we all take for granted, the ability to see, the ability to chew, the ability to go to the bathroom to do it yourself, the ability to be able to dress yourself up. A lot of the time we take it for granted. As little as the water is, you just pick it and you just gulp it. Not many people can pick up a bottle of water and just gulp it like that. Some people can take days before they finish that 2 liters or 5 bottle liters of water. Is gradual process because of complication in their health. So it's a famous. He said, oh, well, I've read he. People will talk about them, but I will also speak. Jesus, good things are what everybody will remember about you. He said they will sing about your justice. H says, how very kind the Lord is. He's very patient. And his special love continues. I says, it is the Lord who takes care of everybody. He's kind to everybody that he, everything that he has made. J says, join together to thank the Lord. Everything that he has made, we praise him. Your own people, we praise you, Lord. K says, king is who you are, and your kingdom is great. People will speak of your royal authority. Hell says, let everything agree that you do great things. Let them say that you rule with great authority. Hem says, many years your kingdom will remain, even forever. You will always rule your people and their descendants. Hem says, nothing that the Lord promises is false. No, I want you to pause on that. Nothing. In other places, you probably see the word seller there. In other chapters of Psalm, if the Bible says seller, also learn to do seller. It means pause and think and make conclusions. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing that the Lord promises is false. He's kind in everything he does. Oh, stand, often people fall, but the Lord lifts them up. He helps anyone who has trouble. He helps anyone who has trouble. What is the response of faith? You know, the greatest prayer point anyone can pray, say, Lord, I am in trouble, help me. Clarity will come. The host of heaven will rise up because this person acknowledged their humanity and they acknowledge they are asking for divinity to intervene in that humanity. Praise God. He says, people look to you for help and you give them food when they need it. Heart says, ready to help. You open your hand. You give to every living thing the good things that they want. S says, so the Lord is fear in all that he does. He always shows how much he loves us. T says, the Lord is ready to help everyone who asks him. He saves them when they call to him for help. W says, whoever loves the Lord, he keeps safe, but he destroys wicked people. Y says, I will praise the Lord. Everyone who lives should praise his holy name. You will find out that there is no X, there is no Z. It's your intelligent mind that has picked that out. But you see, it's the Alpha and the Omega. That one, X and Z, you will know when you get to heaven. Can we stand up this morning and just appreciate God?
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,